Twins are on the air at 5:30. So we got the pregame action. Twins in Tampa trying to bounce back. Pregame at 5:30. First pitch at 6:05. Tomorrow, we've got a victory celebration for the Frost. All they do is win championships. So that's good stuff. We'll talk more about that tomorrow in the afternoon. And we're giving away a four-pack of tickets for Friday, June 6th, Twins at Toronto.
Not now.
When you hear the sounder, you're going to win that thing. You could win a four-pack of tickets for the Friday, this Friday, right? Yeah. Fireworks after the game. Pretty good stuff.
A week from this Friday.
June 6th is a week from Friday.
Week from Friday, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go to the game this Friday.
No. They'll be within Seattle at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can go down to the ballpark, but there's not going to be anybody else.
Not much going on. Go down to OD's and, you know, have a good time. Let's do the D Rush Hour News headlines. The lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
We're going to start the lead with a big change in national vaccine policy. RFK Jr. announcing on X, the social media website, that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women is no longer a Centers for Disease Control recommended immunization. There was swift reaction, including on the Chad Hartman show, where he was talking with Michael Osterholm from the University of Minnesota, a longtime infectious disease researcher. He reacted to the news that the CDC says healthy kids don't need COVID shots.
In short, what we're watching is really the wholesale destruction of public health as we know it in this country, specifically around the vaccine issue. What happens here is by doing this, you basically take these vaccines out of the pay system, meaning that insurance companies and others will not now have to pay for these vaccines because they're not recommended, which means then for a family who has several children that want to get vaccinated, they want them to be vaccinated, may cost them hundreds and hundreds of dollars to be vaccinated, which then in a sense makes it impossible for them to get the vaccine.
Yeah, people aren't going to be spending their own money for that. It is up for debate in the scientific community if there is a significant benefit, overall benefit, to healthy children for getting the COVID vaccine. There still is considerable debate as to whether or not the protection you have from already coming down with COVID or already having a vaccine, if you're healthy, for children, some of that protection hangs around. But this was a very unusual decision-making process by the CDC. Normally, they go to outside advisors when they're deciding what is and what isn't a part of this. Again, you heard from Dr. Osterholm, the biggest issue, you know, nothing stopping you from getting a vaccine if you want. But will health insurance companies now all remove it from coverage? Now, nothing says the health insurance companies have to remove it from coverage. But part of the reason the Biden administration, and they were quite frank about why they recommended the COVID booster for everyone, regardless of age, regardless of health, that it was largely done to make sure there was insurance coverage. There are so many problems with our vaccination and our health system that that would be the motivation for a recommendation, that that would need to be done to make sure insurance would cover it. Just the whole thing is a mess. This response to it, largely it depends on your politics, how you're going to feel about it. But the medical community speaking quite loudly, and Dr. Osterholm is not an outlier in his view. Next up, I want to talk about something amazing that the Minnesota Twins are doing tomorrow at Target Field. Now, you know the Twins are on the road in Tampa Bay. And so when we heard that the Twins were having a day for young people with autism and their families, and that day was tomorrow, we were sort of like, what? What are they doing? The Twins, along with United Healthcare, are doing an Autism Awareness Day event. They're going to have about 100 people with autism, along with their families or caregivers or educators, coming to a first-of-its-kind event. There will be nobody at Target Field except for this group. No game either. The game will be on the big screen, on the main video board. It's such a cool idea. A totally controlled environment where people will get a chance to go experience a baseball game at a publicly funded ballpark that they can go get to see in this environment. It's especially meaningful to Minnesota Twins pitcher Danny Coulomb, who is a father of a young child who has autism. And Danny has talked with me about this during spring training. He joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline now to talk about such a cool event that I know means so much to you, Danny.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, autism is a part of our life. My 6-year-old son, Theo, was diagnosed when he was 3. Any opportunity for a team to clear the obstacles that come up with coming to a game for people who with autism to be able to come to the game and watch it in an inclusive environment is great.
Well, and that's what I like. And you and I talked about this at spring training down in Florida when the Twins and Lee County kind of teamed up to have a special space, a sensory room where people and families with autism or whatever, a need for a little bit of a break could have somewhere to go. Making baseball available to everybody, it's something a lot of us take for granted when you don't have to think about it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I obviously grew up coming to games, going to games, and, you know, I think that there's a lot of families that that's just like baseball is a part of their life and they love to experience the game. And, you know, we want to create an atmosphere where like people, you know, who are on the spectrum who might struggle when, you know, there's loud noises or there's fireworks because when we hit so many home runs, you know, like stuff like that, that's going to cause, you know, some really difficult sensory overloads. So it's a great situation.
Tomorrow, the way the Twins are doing this, I think, is so cool. So they're doing it when the team's on the road. So the ballpark's empty. It's a totally controlled environment. But imagine if you're a family that's never been able to bring your kid to Target Field, and now you get to go to Target Field and have a tour and have the entry at gate 29 that would feel the same as the way anybody else goes to a game. I mean, this whole thing is so well thought out.
It's just so cool. And, you know, the best part about it is, I mean, obviously it's never, never good to be injured. And I can't stand being injured. But the fact I'll be here to be able to attend is just really special for me and my family. Mm. You know, my wife and my kids will be there. And, you know, I just hope to get to meet as many parents and kids as you know, just get to meet other people in the community.
Yeah. I mean, what does this mean for you? Obviously, you're newer to the Twins organization, but to see the effort that the team has put behind these types of things, obviously your family knows what it's like. It must be something else to see the organization doing all this stuff.
Yeah, I really do appreciate the Twins for doing this. You know, it just started in spring training, opening the Century Room at our spring training complex. And I think if I remember correctly, it's the first one of any spring training facilities to do something like that.
Yeah.
So that's just really cool. And then you obviously getting to, you know, even a few years ago when I was here with the Twins in 2022, they opened the sensory room here and, you know, we got to go check it out. And my son thought it was so cool. And even my younger son thought it was cool at the time. So it's pretty cool.
I do have to ask, you're on that injured list. You had a strain, right, in your left forearm. How's the rehab and how are things going?
The rehab's coming along well. I feel good. You know, we're obviously taking it day by day, but I've started throwing progression and, you know, we feel pretty optimistic it's going to be a short stay.
I'll tell you, I'm sure the families are going to be glad that they get to meet you and get to see you at Target Field tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, when the Twins asked me if I'd be interested in something like this, like, it's a no-brainer. Like, any chance we get to meet other people who, you know, autism has touched their life, we just, you know, me and my wife just have a passion for it. And, you know, my wife has just been such an advocate for our son, and just seeing what the ability of, you know, like the teachers that he's had and just the early intervention really has helped him along in so many great ways. And, you know, even like a few days ago, we got to go to his kindergarten graduation. So that was really special.
It's good stuff, man. Good to visit with you as always, Danny Coulomb. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
That is the D Rush Hour News headlines. The lead, page two, is coming up in just a minute. Plus, we will take the temperature of the Twins. It is cooled a bit since we last took the temp. That is for sure. We'll talk about some new forms of housing for our aging population. It is a celebration of a major Minnesota product and the best hiking trail in the United States when we come back. Page two of D Rush Hour News headlines as we get you ready for the Twins pregame. We did have a winner. Eric in St. Paul just got a 4-pack of tickets to Friday, June 6th. So good stuff there. You should buy tickets to that game. Big crowds for the Twins games this weekend as well, which is not, you start playing well. Weather gets nice. People go to Target Field. All right, let's start with this. A very interesting story about some new forms of housing for our aging population. Minnesota Star Tribune writing about detached townhomes. Detached townhomes. Thought this was very interesting because in Maple Grove, I've seen a fair number of these detached townhomes. And I like them. I like them. They don't share walls. They resemble more traditional suburban homes, but it's on a smaller lot and they're closer together. They're marketed sometimes as villas, but detached townhomes are going up around the metro, largely because we're getting older. And anybody out there who has older parents, as I do, your parents talk about wanting to downsize, but when they say they want to downsize, they don't really mean it. They mean like, I want to downsize, but like maybe a little smaller yard. Like a lot of people do not want to go into an apartment or do not want to have shared walls. They still want a little bit of a yard. And this works. You have an association that does the mowing and the shoveling, but you still have a little room. It's pretty interesting. There is a housing shortage, and the reality is the debate about density in the suburbs always rages. Advocates and regional planners have been pushing for more apartments, more condos, more townhomes. It's a more efficient way of using the space. You can have less expensive housing, but the reality is that is not always what the market wants. And so detached townhomes are starting to proliferate in Woodbury and Eden Prairie and Bloomington and Roseville. It's not affordable housing. This is the other part of downsizing. How many of us with parents who say they want to downsize end up looking at places that are twice as much money as their current house? A lot of these are $600,000 or more. Chan Hassan recently approved a new ordinance to make it easier to build detached townhomes. Dan, happy National Cellophane Tape Day. It was stuck.
I had to get that end and sort of peel it off a little bit, and then it split on me. And
got it. On this day in 1930, this cute little company, 3M, got the official patent for what is now called Scotch tape, cellophane tape. The original purpose was to seal cellophane packages sold in groceries and bakeries. But obviously, it didn't work that well. If you've ever tried putting Scotch tape on on that, but they figured out like, I bet there's a market for this. And sure enough, there is. A Minnesota hiking trail named the best by USA Today readers.
And today we're continuing our North Shore road trip down to Grand Marais with the goal of exploring the town and also heading up into the Northwoods. And our first stop is to Devil's Kettle Falls at Judge C.R. Magny State Park.
Oh, the Devil's Kettle Trail is so cool. Have you been there, Dan?
I have not yet, but it does sound like a very cool area.
The waterfall splits in two, and you're like, where's it going? Half of the water goes into this underground abyss. Geologists have been stumped by it for decades. It's only a 2-mile round trip, so it's not that vigorous. But you go up like some wooden staircases or viewing platforms so you can see this thing. It is a little rocky. It takes about an hour, but there are benches along the route. You can take a breather. But that was the Reader's Choice winner. Best in the country. Pretty cool. That's the D-Rush Hour News headlines today. We want to update you now on the temperature of the Twins.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
Twins in Tampa for tonight. Pregame is just a minute and a half away. And Dan, I would say like I was feeling a little better about the Twins before the last couple of days. They've dropped a few.
Yeah, the temperature of the team has cooled slightly, especially on the offensive side, where in four of their last six games, they failed to score more than three runs. And the way that their pitching's going, there's been plenty of times where three runs is enough to get them a win. Last night, not so much.
Last night was rough. The Rays beat the Twins 7-2. Sunday, the Royals got them 2-1. We need the bats to get heated up again.
Hoping that Byron Buxton will be back at some point on this road trip. Matt Wallner also likely to come back sometime while they're on the road.
All right. We thank our friends at Chef IQ, the Chef IQ Sense, wireless thermometer, for their support of the temperature of the Twins and their support of the show. That is it for us. Pre-game getting started in just moments. We'll be back here tomorrow. And don't forget to go to my social media, Facebook and Instagram, so you can preview the auction items that we're going to have for our Beat Blood Cancer auction on Thursday. So plan ahead. It's a live radio auction, but you can think about what you want to bid on to raise a lot of money for NMDP.